And Renzo Piano is one of the world's busiest architects. He designed the new Whitney Museum that opens soon in New York. He is working on Columbia University's new Harlem campus. And here in Los Angeles, the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. Piano sat down with NPR's Sylvia Pagioli to talk about his ideas on the city of the future.
Renzo Piano spends 1 week a month in his hometown, Genoa. His house workshop is perched 300 feet above the Mediterranean Sea. It can be reached only by a glass-enclosed funicular that crawls slowly up a steep incline dotted with cypresses and olive trees. The airy, multi-story greenhouse workshop is buzzing with young architects working on the many Renzo Piano projects underway across the world. But I came to talk to the 77-year-old Pritzker Prize-winning architect not about new buildings, but about cities. Like many of his contemporaries, in the 60s and 70s, Piano was involved in the battle to revive forlorn and decaying historic centers of cities. Now he's fighting to save their often desolated outskirts.
Except that this battle is going to be longer and more difficult, because the periphery of the cities are not beautiful, of course. They are not well treated, but they are the future of the city, or they are the city of the future, if you prefer.
Whatever he calls them, Piano believes
the suburbs are the place where energy is in the city, in the good, in the bad. When you say Milan or Rome or Paris or London, you mean that 10% of people live in the real center, but the 90% live in the outskirts.
First of all, says the architect, there's too much prejudice about those outlying neighborhoods.
They were built not with love and affection. They are like a symbol of disease, of suffering, of bad environment. But it's not true. There's a kind of beauty in the suburbs.
Piano says it's the architect's civic duty to seize even the tiniest fragment of beauty and nourish it. 2 years ago, he put his ideas into practice. When he was named honorary senator for life, he handed over his new spacious office and hefty salary to a team of young architects. Their task is to try to salvage the fraying outskirts of Italian cities.
Or we are able to transform the periphery of the big cities in a real urban place where people stay together, where tolerance is found, where people share value in the same place, library, concert hall, museum, whatever. Or the city will be broken in two pieces. The rich part in the center, that will be about conservation, and the poor part in the outskirts, that is about protest. It's inevitable.
It's crucial, says Piano, not to build any more peripheries. Stretching services and public transportation further outward is unsustainable. He says peripheries must be developed not by expansion, but by implosion. By transforming what's already available, what's known as brownfields.
There are sometimes industrial places, railways, military spaces, and all those places can be transformed to intensify the city without necessarily making the city bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
A prolific architect known for his love of technology, Piano is well aware of the artistic and architectural legacy of his native country.
We got that beauty from the past, but what are we going to leave to our children? So maybe the only serious thing I can do is to do some little thing to make the heritage less bad for the future.
By mending and repairing and restoring a sense of civic pride. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Genoa.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.